We have come into this house and gathered in His name to worship Him. We have come into this house and gathered in His name to worship Him. We have come into this house and gathered in His name to worship Christ the Lord. Worship Christ the Lord.
Stand up, sing that with me.
We have come into this house and gathered in His name to worship Him. We have come into this house, gathered in His name to worship Him. We have come into this house, gathered in His name to worship Christ the Lord. Worship Christ the Lord.
While you're standing, let me read the word to you this morning. I'm reading out of the book of Romans, out of the Message Bible, and I've got written down here, tough love walk. It says, place your life before God. And it's talking about every day. Somebody talked about how the faith walk was so hard. Oh, the grace walk is so hard. Well, the greatest of these is love. And if you walk it in love, you're going to kill some flesh. So let me read you what it says here. So here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Now, don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its levels of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. Now, I'm going to read on, but I just want to make this comment. He won't develop it into you unless you submit yourself to it. You'll walk around as a Christian, an immature Christian, living to the desires of your flesh. And I'm not talking about stealing, killing, lying, committing adultery and all that. I'm talking about gossiping, bitterness, unforgiveness. Oh, but, you know, aren't we supposed to have those things? No. In this way, I'm speaking to you out of gratitude for all that God has given me, and especially as I have responsibilities in relation to you. Living then, as every one of you does, in pure grace. It's important that you not misinterpret yourselves as people who are bringing this goodness to God. No, God brings it all to you. The only accurate way to understand ourselves is by what God is and by what He does for us, not by what we are and what we do for Him. And in this way, we're like the various parts of the human body. Each part gets its meaning from the body as a whole, not the other way around. The body we're talking about is Christ's body of chosen people. Each of us finds our meaning and function as a part of His body. But as a chopped off finger or a cut off toe, we wouldn't amount to much, would we? There's a lot of chopped off fingers and chopped off toes that are out here saying, I can make it on my own, and that's exactly what they are. They need to reconnect. They need to go have some surgery done over and get that member connected back to the body of Christ. So since we find ourselves fashioned into all these excellently formed and marvelously functioning parts in Christ's body, let's just go ahead and be what we were made to be, without enviously or pridefully comparing ourselves with each other or trying to be something we aren't. If you preach, just preach God's message and nothing else. And if you help, just help. Don't take over. And if you teach, stick to your teaching. And if you give encouraging guidance, be careful that you don't get bossy. And if you're put in charge, don't manipulate. And if you're called to give aid to people in distress, keep your eyes open and be quick to respond. And if you work with the disadvantaged, don't let yourself get irritated with them or depressed by them, and keep a smile on your face. Love from the center of who you are, and don't fake it. Run for dear life from evil. Hold on for dear life to good. Be good friends who love deeply. Practice playing second fiddle. I have practice playing second fiddle. Don't burn out. Keep yourselves fueled in a flame. Be alert servants of the master, cheerfully expectant. Don't quit in hard times. Pray all the harder. Help needy Christians. Be inventive in hospitality. Bless your enemies. No cursing under your breath. If you've got it in you, now, this is the challenge. If you've got it in you, get along with everybody. Laugh with your happy friends when they're happy. Share tears when they're down. Get along with each other. Don't be stuck up. Make friends with nobodies. Don't be the great somebody. Don't hit back. Discover beauty in everyone. And if you've got it in you, that's where I skip down. Get along with everybody. Don't insist on getting even. That's not for you to do. I'll do the judging, says God. I'll take care of it. Our scripture tells us that if you see your enemy hungry, go buy that person lunch. Or if he's thirsty, get him a drink. Your generosity will surprise him with goodness. And don't let evil get the best of you. Get the best of evil by doing good. Now, am I doing my good to earn something from God? Absolutely not. I'm only doing good because the Bible says do it. What's right is right. And you do what's right. Amen. Well, let's praise him.
Hope is here. Shout the news to everyone. It's a new day. Peace has come. Jesus saves. Mercy triumphs at the cross. Love has come to rescue us. Jesus saves. Hope is here. What a joyful noise we'll make as we join with heaven's song to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Free at last, every debt has been repaid. Broken hearts can be remade. Jesus saves. Sing above the storms of life. Sing it through the dark of night. Jesus saves. Free at last, what a joyful noise we'll make as we join with heaven's song to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. We're singing out to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. You save, you heal, restore, reveal your Father's heart to us. You rose to raise us from the grave. Your Spirit lives in us. Sing it out to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that
Jesus saves. Shout it out to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise the shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Sing it out to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise the shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Oh, sing it out, a shout till the whole world knows His name. Jesus, sing it out, a shout, for we will know Your name.
Amen. If you're listening online or if you're listening here or if sometime down the road you get to hear this. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together. You ready?
Lord, we love to worship and to bless Your name. You are so amazing and we bless Your name. Lord, we love to worship and to bless Your name more than
anything.
Lord, we love to worship and to bless Your name. You are so amazing and we bless Your name. Lord, we love to worship and to bless Your name more than anything.
You are amazing beyond compare, Lord Almighty. Of kings, I will be praising You everywhere. You are faithful in everything, magnificent in all Your ways. Forever we will sing Your praise.
Lord, we love to worship and to bless Your name. You are so amazing and we bless Your name. Lord, we love to worship and to bless Your name more than
anything.
Lord, we love to worship and to bless Your name. You are so amazing and we bless Your name. Lord, we love to worship and to bless Your name more than anything.
You are amazing beyond compare. Never changing, always true. I will be praising You everywhere. There is no one else like You. Magnificent in all Your ways. Forever we will sing Your praise.
Lord, we love to worship and to bless Your name. You are so amazing and we bless Your name. Lord, we love to worship and to bless Your name more than anything. Lord, we love to worship and to bless Your name. You are so amazing and we bless Your name. Lord, we love to worship and to bless Your name more than anything.
Hallelujah, come on.
Hallelujah, Lord. In everything You do, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Glorious in power, faithful every hour. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we love to worship and to bless Your name. You are so amazing and we bless Your name. Lord, we love to worship and to bless Your name more than anything.
Lord, we love to worship.
Lord, we love to worship and to bless Your name. You are so amazing and we bless Your name.
Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name more than anything.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Marvelous are you, excellent and true in everything you do. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Glorious in power, faithful every hour. Hallelujah, Lord.
Glorious in power,
faithful every hour. Hallelujah, Lord.
Come on, give him a prayer, Darlene. Give that testimony. Hallelujah. Come here. Come here.
I'm afraid I might talk too long because I was very excited while we were singing that song. First of all, I want to tell you something that the Lord just reminded me of before I go into telling you my testimony. Sometimes we forget who we are. Sometimes we forget what we are. We are not of this world. We're not like everybody else. We're not. You know, I hear people say, well, I can't do that. I'm just normal. I'm just average. I'm just like everybody else. No, you're not. If you're born again, you are a peculiar people.
That's right.
You are not like everybody else. And if you are like everybody else, there is a problem. The truth is, you are a great spiritual being. You are an eternal being, and you are not like anything of this world. The Bible says that if any man be in Christ, any person, literally translated, because to God there's no difference in male and female. He called them Adam. Adam called her Eve. God didn't. They were the same in his eyes. And it, you know, and in another place it says, in Christ there is neither male nor female, Greek nor Jew, bond nor free. So God doesn't look at you, and I don't even know where that came from, but somebody must need it. But anyway, if any person, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, a new creation, a new species, something that never existed before. And that is because what Jesus did on the cross transforms you into something different. And what I wanted to tell, what I was telling Ms. Laverne, God will open doors for you in ways that you never thought about. Many years ago, the Lord told me, he said, one day you will be witnessing to New Agers and Buddhists and atheists and people that will never come to church. I said, you're going to be witnessing to them and you're going to tell them about me and they're going to listen because you're going to speak their language. And I thought, wow. Well, this weekend, the past 2 weekends, yeah, everything's all jumbled together because, you know, 2 weekends and then school closing down, it's all jumbled together. But anyway, 2 weekends, not this past weekend, but the one before that, I was at I went to a genealogy workshop and I got to talk to a room full of historians. Pretty awesome. Next day, I'm at a powwow. And they asked me if I'll sing Amazing Grace. And I don't have my words in front of me, so don't ask me. In Cherokee, yes, in their language. So I got up and I got to address the people in their language. And I sang a song to them in their language. And then I got to tell a story. And the Lord just, God is awesome.
Amen.
Because he allowed me to say things to these people that opened doors. And it was amazing, you know. Of course, I had this little possessed woman that got in my chair to be drawn afterwards, but that's a whole other story. You never know who's going to sit in your chair. But it was amazing that the Lord allowed me to do that. And, you know, in the course of standing up there, I just realized, I thought of something. How that, when you do those personality tests, I'm supposed to be an introvert. By man's standards, I am an introverted person. But a long time ago, the Lord showed me something. That if you sit back and you won't let God use you because you're afraid somebody will criticize you, and that's the way I was. That's the natural me. You know, hold back. Don't be up in front of people because they're going to laugh at you. They're going to look at the way you look. You know, that's the natural mind. It's that nervousness that... But the Lord showed me that was a form of pride. That is not humility. You got a lot of people who go, oh, I'm shy. I can't. No, you're not. You're proud. Proud. You're proud. You're worried about what everybody's going to say. That's what, you know, I have people say that. I'm too shy. If I can do something, when the Holy Spirit gets on you, you either got to obey the Lord or sit back in your own stubborn pride. And a lot of times that's an excuse. I am the introvert of all introverts, whether you believe it or not. In the natural, I am. But the Holy Spirit in me is not afraid of what anybody is going to say anywhere. So, and I don't know where that came from either. Maybe it's for the same person that doesn't know she's an Adam. I don't know. But that is our pride. And the Lord will use anything that you give him. He does not call you or ask you to be perfect. You know, he does not say, well, in order to go up there and minister at that nursing home, you have to have a perfect voice and you have to play that guitar. No, he's not looking for perfection in the man's eyes. He's looking for a willing heart. He's looking for somebody that says, I don't care if they do laugh at me. I have a message. And you want to know something? If you deliver the message, people stop laughing. The skeptics will laugh, but it will touch people's hearts and people will come and you'll have a Book of Acts experience and don't even know how it happened. And that's kind of what happened to me this weekend. I was moseying along. Okay, I had gone to the powwow. It was awesome. So I go to a writer's event, and when I get there, they ask me to get up and speak and sing. So I got up, and I start singing in Cherokee. I start singing a song that says, I am of the Great Spirit. He made me. I'm his. And that was a song I was singing, Wende Yaho. And I am of the Great Spirit. And then I got to talk about that. And then I got to share some of my poetry about that. And the Lord let me use my heritage. In case some of you don't know, I truly am a Native American. If you want to know what one looks like, you don't have to watch a Western. The Lord just used that to open a door. Okay? Yeah, I have ancestors named things like Running Fox and Going Snake and Rattling Gourd and all kinds of cool names. Anyway, the Lord allowed me to use the writing platform and to use that. And then all of a sudden, the next thing I know, I'm up in front of these people and I'm telling them about the Lord. And it's awesome. And they're listening. And I'm speaking their own language. Well, later, I get my little sketch tablet and I'm walking around sketching people and they don't know I'm drawing them because I do that. And sneaking around, drawing everybody, you know. So I walk up, and there's this guy sitting on the tailgate of a truck and this other man sitting on a motorcycle, a Native American guy wearing a leather jacket, got tattoos and long hair. And the other guy sitting on the truck, and he's a Buddhist. And one of them says something, and I opened my mouth, and all kinds of stuff came out. And it's like the Lord gave me words, and I can't take the credit. The Lord isn't looking for somebody that says, ooh, I know everything. He's just looking for somebody to share what they do know. Amen. So I began to talk to them about the Garden of Eden. And they kept listening. I thought pretty soon they're going to get aggravated and say, you know, we don't want to hear all that religious stuff. But I started talking to them about the Garden of Eden. And the man on the motorcycle said, I never heard it like that before. And I said, well, you probably won't. So he continued to keep on listening. And then from there, I talked about how that it could only be Jesus. It could not be another way. And I talked to them about why Jesus was the only way and how come there could not be another way. And how that in the Chinese Bible, the word where it says, I said the Chinese people, because you know I do the martial arts, I said for centuries people have talked about getting in the way and being into Taoism and all of that. I said the word the way in the Chinese Bible, when Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, I am the Tao. That's what he says. I am what you're looking for. I am what you're trying to get. I'm it. I am it. And I talked to them about it. I am what you're looking for. And I talked to them about how that And this was the most wonderful thing. And as I sat there and I said this, this guy that's a Buddhist, his eyes lit up. It was like he had just, I think he believed, you know, because I told him, I said, you don't have to pray no big, long, drawn-out prayer. I said, the devil doesn't care what you do. He has come to this world to keep you from believing. Jesus says, here's the truth. I'm it. God says, here's the truth. Walk in it. And the devil comes along, and what he wants to do is to disguise the truth, hide the truth, cover it up, paint it a million different colors, lie about it, try to twist it to deceive people with lights and bells and whistles and buttons. But then you have Jesus with this one simple thing. I am the truth. Simplicity. I'm it. I'm the way. I'm the truth. I am the life that you're looking for. I'm it. So this guy that was a Buddhist, when I said, don't you see, it could be nobody else but Jesus. Nobody else could do this but Jesus. He goes, I see that. I see that. And I was about to pop. I was thinking, God, you are awesome. But I kept on talking. I'm like, God, you are amazing. Who would have ever have thought? I'm like, wow. God was using an introvert to witness to bikers and Buddhists and everybody. And it was amazing. And so this guy, he believes. And I'm going to tell you what caused him to believe, what caused him to reach out and grab a hold of it. This simple truth. The reason why Buddha can't show us the way, and the reason why Taoism can't show us the way, and the reason why Muhammad can't show us the way, is because if you are born into slavery and you are born into shackles, you can't free somebody else who's in shackles. One slave cannot free another slave, but it takes somebody born in freedom, coming from another place, from a place of freedom, to come in and set the slaves free. Jesus came to set the captives free. That's what he came for. And nobody else could do it because everybody else was born in slavery.
Isn't that interesting? Pastor, Miss Darlene, you weren't here last Sunday, but Pastor Jerry last Sunday ministered on the way, the truth, and the life. Church, this is You know, you can do it too. Because she's just who she is, where she is, doing, being led by the Spirit of God. Amen? Amen. All right. You can, let's praise him again. Come on. You can stand up now. Praise God.
In the center of the storm,
I will sing for my Redeemer has redeemed. I will celebrate the Savior has saved me. I will love the lover of my soul as love. I will dance for my restorer. Joy is fading and you're all alone. Remember what he's done.
Love in the midst of the pain. Shelter and shade of the rain.
I will sing for my Redeemer has redeemed. I will celebrate the Savior has saved. Of my soul has loved. I will dance.
of what you've done. I will sing for my Redeemer has redeemed. I will celebrate the Savior has saved me. I will love the lover of my soul as love. I will dance for my restorer has restored.
Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Where you're standing right now, just begin to thank God for what he's done in your life. Amen. Just begin to praise him and begin to thank him. Hallelujah, Father, we love you. We praise you, Father God, in the midst of the battle, to know that right there you are saying, I will never leave you. I will never fail you. I will never let you down. I will not. I will not. Amen. Hallelujah. We bless your name today, Father God. We worship you. Oh, my soul, worship your holy name. And all that is within us, we praise and magnify your name today as we honor you. We don't have the words to this song. I know you've heard it. You listen to any kind of Christian radio, and it's been around, but I forgot to get the words typed up to put on the song sheet. But you'll pick this song up. It's just one of those songs that just comes out of your heart. And it's 10,000 reasons to bless the Lord. Amen.
Thank you. my strength is failing. The end draws near, and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore.
Come on now.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. His holy name, sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship your holy name. I worship your holy name.
Sing
like never before. Oh, my soul, I'll worship your holy name. I'll worship your holy name. I'll worship your holy name.
Hallelujah, church. And on that day when my strength is failing, the
end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and forever. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship your holy name. I worship your holy name.
We magnify and we worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship your holy name and we glorify you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God Almighty. We praise you. Hallelujah. You may be seated for this next song. I want the ushers to get ready. And we have certain times that we have a cross back there. It says, Dare to Believe. And at certain times that we'll pass out pieces of paper. And we want, if you have a special prayer request or need, you take one of those and write it on there. Take it back there to the cross and hang it up there on that cross. This Friday night is prayer focus, and these prayer requests will be prayed for. We're going to pray for them today, too. In the meantime, just worship him. He said, if you'll seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things will be added unto you. So we just focus on him and worship him and just let God do the rest. Amen. Thank you, ushers. Just raise your hand if you want to write down a special prayer.
Lift up our Come forward for prayer. Just find your way up here. Stand here in the front. Tell God what you need to tell Him. And then listen to what He's going to tell you. This is between you and God. You may need salvation. You may need the Holy Spirit. You may need a healing. You may have some kind of attitude, unforgiveness or bitterness in your heart that you want to get rid of. You come. God is here to meet your need.
Even now.
We magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Lord, we just thank you right now. We come before you, lifting up all of these prayers, everything that was put on that cross, everything, Lord God, that you nailed to the cross through Jesus Christ. And I thank you, Lord God, right now we stand free. Right now, Lord God, we stand redeemed. We stand healed. We stand before you delivered. We stand before you provided for. And we stand before you in peace. No earthly turmoil. Oh, it's out there. But we choose not to take it. We cast away our worries and our fears. We cast away anxiety, depression. And we declare we are no longer slaves to sin. By the blood of Jesus Christ, we have been redeemed.
Amen.
Now, while you're standing, sitting, whatever you're doing, close your eyes a second. Whatever it is that you've got on your heart that needs to be changed, whether it's somebody else's condition, whether it's something in your life, I want you to see it. I want you to get a picture of it in your heart. Not a picture of what it is, but a picture of what you know it should be. And then don't ever shut off that picture. No matter what the devil does, no matter what's going on around you, you keep that picture in your heart. That's what your faith is looking at. That's what your faith sees. Don't be tempted to lose that vision. Lord, you gave us the strength. Now give us the determination to do and to be what you've called us. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, praise and worship team. While they are going to their seats, I'd like to call your attention to a year. A certain year. That year is 1965. Now, you may not be able to remember much about 1965. That will be 50 years tomorrow. I mean tomorrow. 50 years next year. And I knew Laverne 50 years ago. She was this little girl. I wasn't too impressed with her, but I knew her.
That's true. That's true.
But
I was a giggly little kid. Got him in trouble one night at a Christmas play practice. because I kept laughing, and I just stopped the rehearsal.
She's supposed to be singing a part, you know. She's supposed to be addressing me in the play, and every time she'd look at me to say something, she started laughing.
I told him later, I said, honey, my spirit was laughing because it knew we were going to get married one day, and it was, the joke was going to be on you.
And as I look around, and if I call your name, I want you to stand right where you are for a minute. Edwin Jackson, Bob Reynolds, Tommy Bailey, and Bill Smith. How many of y'all remember Bill? Isn't it good to see him? Say something and then tell us who's with you. Rest of you just kind of hang on there. Don't talk too long now.
I won't. I know better.
You've told me that more than once.
Yeah, I've told you that more than once. You know, when I walked in today, I want to commend the church just tremendously because you know what I felt? I felt like I'd just seen a good friend again. There's something about friendship that's awesome. And I felt that when I walked in the door and I saw people come to me and I saw the look on Jerry's face. And I'm so blessed to know what friendship is. A lot of people don't know what friendship is. They don't have a friend. And you know what I've found out? I live in a different world now. I live in a corporate world. I'm in New York City all the time. I'm at Mayo Clinic all the time. I'm at big events all the time. But you know something? Friendship's bigger than that.
Amen.
Sickness can't stop friendship. What the enemy tries to take away in our bodies can't stop friendship. Nothing can stop friendship.
Right.
And I felt that so much when I walked in this room today. And of all the things, and it's still new life to me. It may be new life to Cambodia or somewhere, I don't know. It's still new life to me. And when I came in today, I want you to know I felt new life. So I just encourage you, build friendship. Find friendship. Never let it get away from you. I want to introduce my wife, Joan, to you. She's a ex-school teacher and just worked in right across the hill in Macquarie County for years and years and years, and she and I met, I don't know, 2 years ago now, in July, and just everything came together. And I live in Knoxville, Tennessee now, and I have a new granddaughter that lives right next door to me, and I have a daughter, and she came to the house yesterday, and she looked at a magazine we had on the table there, and she looked at Joan, and she said, why do you have this magazine? She's 5 years old. She said, you're too old to wear these clothes. Don't buy any of these. And Joan looked at her and said, well, what about Papa? Is he old? She said, no, he's not old. You're old. But she's totally wrong. So I tell you, I'm just so blessed to have Joan and so blessed to be here today and just honored that I can walk in and once again know what a friend is. Thank you for honoring me today with your friendship.
Amen. Now, the reason I had these guys stand up is because they're the only ones in here, with the exception of Mr. Sam, and he was way off in Indiana somewhere in 1965. But 1965... these are the only people in here that I knew. That's how far back some of you go. 1965 was the year I got acquainted with Bob, and the year I got acquainted with Bill, and the year I got acquainted with Tommy Bailey. And I knew Edwin during school, when we graduated from high school together in 1965. And it just kind of nostalgic to me when I thought of all this. Now, I got a lot of family here this morning on Laverne's side of the family, but I didn't know any of them then that I can remember. I knew Laverne and her mom, Dad. But thank you, fellas. And, you know, y'all can be seated. But we never made plans in 1965 that we'd be where we are in 2014. And that's how God does things. And I was sitting there and I was thinking as we were singing some of those songs. 2 years ago, I was in the midst, on June the 1st, 2 years ago, I was in the midst of the valley of the shadow of death. It was all around me. A year ago, I could still see the shadow or the valley of the shadow of death. Now, it's almost out of sight in the rearview mirror. Thanks to God. Now, this time, I want my buddies 9 years old and under to join me up front. Join Miss Laverne and I.
Is this in the way?
Nah, it'll be okay. We'll push. Well,
they can't see them.
Nah, they can't see them. Brother Jimmy, you want to move this for me?
Just move it over there. Wow, we got a bunch today. Look here.
Just put it over there.
She's got something
here,
honey.
Oh, okay.
It's the other way.
No, they'd be okay. Oh, boy. Everybody needs to write this note. Everybody needs to write this note. And you need to mean it when you write it. It says, Natalie Kaler loves God.
Amen. Amen. Say. Remember your scripture verse? Can you still say it? Say your scripture verse for me. Say the reference.
John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten Son, that whoever believed in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
Okay, now in just a minute.
Okay.
Now let me ask you this. Now, you folks out here, pay attention to this because we're going to continue with it in a little bit, just from a different point of view. How many of you have heard the name Jericho? Anybody ever heard the name Jericho? Well, Jericho is a biblical name. Now, let me ask you this. Do you think Jericho is a person or a place? No? So that makes it a what? A place. Jericho is a city. Jericho was a city that sat right in the middle of the children of Israel's path into what God had promised them. He promised them a country. And Jericho was sitting right in the path. It was between them and what God had for them. Now, the children of Israel had a leader. His name started with a J. It wasn't Jericho, but something else. Anybody remember the leader started with a J? Oh, and Joseph, but that's a J. No. Joshua. Okay. So Joshua was in charge of God's people. They had one problem. There was something between them and what God promised them. Now, what was between them and what God promised them? Oh, come on, y'all are listening better than that. What did I say a few minutes ago was between them and what God promised them?
Jericho.
A walled city full of enemies that did not want God's people to have what God told them to have. And Joshua was out praying one day, and somebody appeared to him. And the person said, I'm the captain of the Lord's host. I fight for you. Today I have given you this city. And he said, this is what you need to do. You need to march around it one time a day for 7 days. And then on the seventh day, you need to march around it 7 times. And then you'll be able to take the city. Now, they did that. First day, one time around. Second day, one time around. Third day, one time around. Fourth day, one time around. Fifth day, one time around. Sixth day, one time around. Seventh day, one time around. But now, they went the second time. And third time. And a fourth time. And a fifth time. And a sixth time. And on the seventh time, Joshua said, we're going around it one more time. And when we get around it, blow the trumpets and shout as loud as you can shout, for God has given us the city. Now, there's going to be things that you're going to want in life that God's promised you. And they may be a Jericho sitting between you and them. And you've got to put that in God's hands. And you've got to be obedient to God. And when you are, God will take care of removing that Jericho that's standing between you and what God promised you. Now, Miss Laverne is going to do something with you right now. And I'm going to do it too. She's going to do it in front of you. I'm going to do it in back. We're going to do that seventh trip around. We're going to pretend that we are the children of Israel. And you know what? One of the things that they couldn't do when they were walking around it, God said, don't talk. And later on, now I'll tell you in my message why God told them to keep their mouth shut and not talk. But you're going to get to talk. Well, sort of talk. You're going to get to sing a song with Miss Laverne. So everybody stand up and make a line between me and her.
You behind me?
Right there like that. Just stand up and get in a line. When she starts off, you start with her, okay?
Are you ready? God's got an army marching through this land. Deliverance is their song. There's healing in their hands. Everlasting joy and gladness in their hearts. And in this army I've got a part. Oh, God's got an army marching through this land. Deliverance is their song. There's healing in their hands. Everlasting joy and gladness in their heart. And in this army I've got a part. With the high praises of God in our mouths and a two-edged sword in our hands, we will march right up to the victor's side, right into Canaan's land.
Now, when I count three, everybody shout hallelujah. Loud as you can. One, two, three, hallelujah! Amen. Now, what'd you learn today? Tell me what you learned. Everything I said, Trent. I tell you what, buddy, I appreciate your enthusiasm, your willingness to speak up. Yes, sir. I'm serious. I'm telling you what, you know, you need to have some answers that you don't have. Don't let the devil know you don't have them. we learned about things that God promises, and there might be something between us and them, and what do we have to do? Get them out of the way, right? Mm-hmm. Ask God to help us, and then be obedient to Him.
That's right.
All right? Yes, sir. You going to be a preacher someday? Good answer. How about you? You are?
Amen.
That's a good answer, too. Amen, folks.
Let me ask y'all something. Somebody explain these to me. What are these for, Panache?
Things that service, we get to color and listen.
Right. You go back to your seats when you get one of these by your parents, and you do what's in here, what you want to do, quietly, and listen to Pastor Jerry, don't you? This is our, in case you don't know, this is our first Sunday of the month, and we all stay in the service together so we can have a family service, don't we? All right, so everybody get one.
Okay.
I'd like to thank Pastor Shirley and Kenny because they go through the bags and make sure the colors are good colors and the pencils are trimmed and everything. So I want to thank them.
Amen.